All right, big breaking news, but how about this? How about talking about Road America with the guy, John Ewart, from the greatest track in the Midwest, communications director out there at Road America. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. So we know it as this legendary 4-mile, 14-turn road circuit. I've been out there a bunch of times. My friend Jack Baldwin raced out there a few years ago. Tell us about Road America. Tell us what's going on out there.
Well, you know, what's really cool is that there's always something going on out of Road America. This weekend, for example, we have the Trans Am Speed Tour coming up next weekend, July 13th through the 16th. It's the WeatherTech International Challenge, where you're literally going to be able to see almost every type of race vehicle from every era of racing. Over 420 race vehicles from pre-war to the Can-Am era to open-wheel Formula One in the early 90s, all the way up to modern era race cars. It's pretty incredible. That's next weekend. And then at the end of the month, if you loved watching NASCAR Cup and NASCAR Xfinity on the streets of Chicago, come on up to Road America, because the NASCAR Xfinity Series will be here July 28th and 29th. So that's pretty incredible to see these cars, more modern era NASCAR Xfinity race cars, beating, bashing, and banging for bragging rights on the longest road course here in North America. There's always something going on. Sports cars are going to be on the docket for August. You're going to have IMSA the first weekend of August, and then you're going to have the SRO, Fanatec SRO World Challenge coming up near the end of August. So, and then that folds right into our last event of the season in mid-September, the Arians Art on Weekend, Arians Art on Wheels Weekend via CDA. And that's pretty incredible, too, because that's also a vintage event, which is nice and fun and casual and relaxed with the colors of the cheat trees, changing, you know, some great food and great weather for everybody to come up and enjoy some vintage racing. But there's always something going on, and it's not just stuff on track. It's
yeah, also, I want to get to that with you, because I was reading some of the stuff you sent me. Sure. I didn't even realize you could camp out there.
Yeah, we have camping. There's disc golf. There's 4 miles of fitness where you can walk, bike, or run the track. We have pace car hot laps. We have sunset cruises. So if you're looking for something to do, a date night kind of thing, something different, less than bowling or anything like that, come on up and take a sunset cruise with your family. There's always something going on. So we just encourage people to go to roadamerica.com and check it out.
I have been there a number of times, and one of the things I always love about the circuit, the track, is that it's so accessible. You're up close on many of these turns. The one that's like the hairpin turn that goes then under a bridge, I'm not sure which number that is, but it's just so exciting to see the drivers have to deal with that and the jockeying that goes on. Tell us about some of the coolness, some of the uniqueness of Road America.
Yeah, it is incredible, and you had a great response there, too, because it's nothing like you would see at another sporting event. You're right up close to the action. You know, we're very fortunate with how they designed our facility, because once you drive through the gate, then you can bring lawn chairs and you can bring coolers. You can pretty much pick your area of where you want to watch from. And turn five is kind of the turn that you were talking about,
yep.
That nice hairpin left going up the hill towards under the Corvette Bridge. And that's what's really cool, too, is that you wouldn't be able to be down on the field at Lambeau Field or even American Family Field. Here you are. You're literally immersed in the action, and you can pick your favorite vantage point where you want to view from. We even have a beach over in Turn 11 with sand and palm trees and beach chairs and food trucks. And that's great, too, because you can put your feet in the sand, sit under a palm tree, and watch some world-class racing, which is rare. You don't see that at any other type of sports venue. So there's always something to see and do. There's many millions of places. And there's always a cool concession stand nearby with some of the best food ever, from mac and cheese to roasted chicken to roasted corn on the quab, and then also some very clean restrooms as well. So we're called America's National Park of Speed for a reason, because when the cars aren't running on track, you do feel like you're in a national park.
All right, so quickly, if folks want to find out more, where do they go?
RoadAmerica.com, super simple. Scroll around, click around, find your favorite event, find your favorite weekend. If you're bored and looking for something to do, it's an incredible, affordable family option, because kids 16 and under get in free at the gate with a paying adult. So a family of four can come up here and have a wonderful time, whether it's for a day or for the weekend.
Yeah, love it. Thank you, John, and keep up the great work at Road America. It is a national treasure and one that everyone should check out for all the reasons John just laid out. So have a great weekend out there, and we'll see you down the road.